Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
And welcome, ladies and gents. It is the Ray Program. Glad you're all with us. A big, really, really big shoe coming up this hour of Money Power. We'll be joined by Steve Allador, our loan financial planner at loanfinancialplanner.com. We didn't get a chance to get through all of what Steve had to talk about last week, so we're bringing him back for more abuse. No, Steve is a great guy, and I always enjoy doing his segments. We do tend to talk a little more about real estate when he's here. And Bobby was just discussing, hello, Bob, how you doing?
Doing great, Ray.
The possibility of him, in fact, buying a house when he moves away from us. You're leaving me.
I know. Unfortunately, up to Seattle.
You know what? Christina took priority over me. Can you believe that?
Well, I think she's going to cost me a little more. You at least give me money. She's going to be taking money. So.
Anyway, buying a house. So we'll talk with Steve Allador about that. 30-year conforming loan still down in the threes, by the way. And we just got a report in that real estate sales have been a little bit sluggish in the last month or so. So that may mean prices starting to come back down a little bit after just scoring huge numbers over the last several years. So this could be the time for you to purchase a home. Steve Allador will tell you exactly how to do it, whether it be for investment property or for your own principal residence. But we start today with an article I read from Michael Fink a week or so ago. It's taken me that long to get to it. For retirees, spending too little may tarnish your golden years.
No!
Are we not spending enough money in retirement? Sit back, folks. Relax. The Ray Revolution starts right now. You know, Bob, those of us in the financial business admonish people for spending too much money in retirement. So when I saw this article, I said, yes, finally, someone that agrees with me. Not that I believe you should blow your nest egg, but I do believe that you should understand how spending impacts your financial situation post-retirement. And so many people choose to do this on their own, without the help of a professional advisor, without the help of someone that has studied this for years and years, and not all advisors have, but many have. So allow me, if I may, to quote from Michael Fink from Texas Tech University. He is the dean of the American College of Financial Services. I have followed him for a number of years. One smart dude. He says this, although many people fear they will run out of money in retirement, the reality is that a large number of them don't spend as much as they should if they want to enjoy their golden years. So what is retirement all about? Is retirement about skimping and not enjoying life only that you could leave a legacy to your kids that wants you to enjoy your life, that for the most part, not always true, don't want your money. I know in Bobby's case, he wants the old man's money. But not everybody's like you, Bob.
No. My brother doesn't. I do. See?
Oh, well, there
All
you
the
go.
Same family.
People aren't spending enough, he says. They're missing out on how they could have lived in retirement. He suggested that advisors develop strategies that allow retirees to get the most out of retirement. What do you suppose those strategies are? What do you suppose advisors should be doing that they're not doing to help you get the most out of your retirement? You see, another researcher, Wade Fowle, had written an article on this, a year or so ago. And his research led him in the direction of doing two things. Taking that old 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds and slicing it up by adding a couple of other opportunities. I can't call them investments because they're really not investments. But using what he called actuarial science so that you can enjoy more in retirement. Actuarial science referring to adding lifetime income annuities and a life insurance policy to the overall retirement mix. Yes, it eats into the 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. But if, in fact, you take the weak performer of the two, bonds, and replace bonds in a portfolio with a lifetime income annuity and perhaps a life insurance policy while maintaining a high allocation to stocks in the portfolio, Wade Fowle's research determined that it didn't matter whether you were retired at 58 or at 68 or 70, you ended up in better shape in most, not all, because if you died a little bit too early, you weren't in as good a shape. But if you died on schedule or if you outlived your life expectancy, you, and this is the key, and your heirs were significantly ahead of the game. And isn't that what it's all about? So that you can not only live a comfortable retirement, but also leave something behind for the kids? Here's what he said. According to a Texas Tech Retirement Planning and Living Survey, retirees skimp on spending in retirement because they don't know how much they can spend and still live comfortably. And they worry they won't be able to live a desirable lifestyle. And only 11% cared about leaving a bequest. I wonder if your dad's in that 11%, dad and mom.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a mindset, too. You're 40, 50 years, you've been a saving mindset. And then when you get to spend it, it's different.
About three quarters, he says, said certainty about their income was more important than the performance of their portfolio. 75% care more about the security of that check they get every month rather than having bragging rights at the golf club about how well their stocks have done, which most of the time they're lying anyway. I know that for a fact, not because I have been guilty of lying at the golf club. Okay, maybe about my golf score. All right, just maybe I had a couple of foot wedges I didn't count in the score. You learn a lot about people when you play golf with them, don't you? I wasn't going to out somebody that used to be related to me, but every time I played golf with him, he always had to win. And I caught him cheating so many times. He was a really good golfer, too.
Well,
caught him cheating so many times.
It's good to be a good golfer when you cheat. Yeah.
He would have tournaments every year. It was his own tournament. And guess who won it?
I'm going to guess he won it.
Yes. And I'm playing with him. He's throwing clubs. He's broken a couple clubs over his knee. I'm assuming he had a couple of bad shots.
My kind of guy.
I mean, but if he missed a 12-foot putt, he would do that. He was a very good golfer. But, man, did he have to win. The results that their median spending is about 45% of their gross income. Overall spending in retirement declines over time. Write this down, folks. I've talked about this at least 1,000 times. Your spending does not increase in retirement, as so many people say and think, because of health care. Health care costs do increase beyond and above the rate of inflation. But other spending declines more substantially. And therefore, the two, when you shake them up together, you find that overall spending, inclusive of the added cost for health care, goes down, not up, in retirement. I have had heated debates with many, many people about this, and for many years, by the way, because at first it was all anecdotal. It was just based on my experience with dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of retirees. This is what happened in real life. But since that time, there have been not one, not two, but at least a dozen different studies that have articulated this. So when your broker or advisor plugs in a 3 or a 4% inflation factor into your retirement income, 10, 20, 30 years later, you will be spending way less than the forecast model required. Therefore, you will be screwing yourself in favor of leaving your kids like Bobby Wu rich beyond belief after you're dead. Steve Alador next.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
I am your vehicle, baby, to help you to get to a more successful retirement and financial future. Welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. In particular, if you have a question for Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner, you can check him out at loanfinancialplanner.com, 888-563-1070, the number. Now, last week, Steve, you and I talked about using assets in retirement accounts to help qualify for a mortgage. So many people, especially in expensive areas like California, New York, and so forth, where you need a little help in qualifying for the loan, many times you've done a good job of saving, got a bunch of money in IRAs or 401ks or brokerage accounts or whatever, but you don't make enough income. Or even if you do make enough income, you don't feel comfortable committing yourself to the higher mortgage payment. So last week we talked about how you can use your retirement accounts. Talk about that real quick again.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's borrowers that are comfortable within their lifestyle, have a comfortable house payment, have a comfortable debt, and they're pulling X amount from their retirement accounts because that's all they need. But now let's say that they want to buy a bigger home or a home of their dreams. And the income that's being distributed to them, both combination of their self-directed retirement accounts or annuities set up through the work that they've done for 30 years, Social Security, even if they're working a little bit, is not enough to qualify to buy that home. So what a borrower can do is go into their self-directed retirement account and set up distribution. If let's say they're not setting it up right now. So as long as we can show a stream of income for 36 months, then we can potentially turn on a retirement account to help a borrower qualify to buy more homes.
Okay, hang on. You said a stream of income for 36 months. Does that mean they have to wait 3 years?
No. So let's assume that they have $100,000 in their account.
Okay.
In most scenarios, I'm able to, if that account is mutual funds, if they're of retirement age, I can count 70% of what's in that account. So that's $70,000. For the distribution that's being taken out, we have to show 36 months of that distribution from that $70,000 I can use to count it as income. So we don't have a calculator here, but 70,000 divided by 36 would be maybe $2,200 a month. So as long as we're able to show that they're pulling $2,200 a month out of that 70,000 that I can count.
1,944, to be honest.
1,944.
So so you don't have to have the income for 36 months in advance. That's the calculation. In other words, you're buying 36 months of $1,944 a month.
If that's what we need
for purposes of qualification.
If that's what we need to qualify.
Got it.
So let's assume I've gone through the loan app. It looks like, okay, we're short $1,500 a month. you have that $100,000 in the account, you can then start the draw $1,500 a month.
Do you have to actually draw it?
We recommend that you draw at least once and potentially get two draws, but we can do the draws real quickly, meaning that we can, the first draw will generally have to be set up and done manually by your account representative, and then generally you're setting it up for it to be taken out on the beginning of the month. So I've done transactions where I've needed two draws, where we had a draw that was taken out on the 15th manually by the account representative, and then at the beginning of the following month have the normal draws being taken out. I've done my two draws in 15 days, and I've got proof that we can then use that particular income for qualifying.
Steve Allendorf, our loan financial planner here on the Ray Lucia Show, helping you qualify for that dream home or perhaps even a first home. Now, I want to talk about other assets because you have mentioned to me in the past this thing called asset depletion. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so we have another way where we can potentially use your assets to help you qualify. The first way we're talking about would be turning on a retirement account. But there are a number of lenders that will allow us to do what's called asset depletion.
Hang on a second. I'm going to go back to the retirement account because we've talked about this before, but a lot of people are under the age of 59 and a half, therefore are not of retirement age. How do you deal with that with the retirement account? Can we set up a 72T arrangement for somebody that's 50 years old, for example, and take a 72T distribution and have that qualify even though they're not of age?
If it shows that they have the ability to draw out of the account, you know, what's really interesting is that very few people do that. So it's not within the particular lender guidelines. But my understanding of that 72T is that you're required to pull the money out for a period of time, correct?
Yes, for 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is the longer.
So if we have the 72T and I show that we're required to pull it out for 3 years or more because we need that 3-year income flow, I've got a pretty good guess that we could sell that to a lender and use that as income.
There you go. So even if you're not of retirement age, you may have a pretty good opportunity to do what I've suggested before. Now, I know you can do this to help you with the payments because I've done it with people, a 72T election to get them that extra $1,500 a month, which gives them breathing room with the mortgage payment. But I've never done it with qualifying for the mortgage. So that gives you another potential opportunity to
exactly.
get some business.
And, you know, I haven't seen that yet. It's not within the specific lender guidelines, but again, if we have the documentation showing that 72T has been set up, it shows that they're required to take that distribution for X period of time. It's almost like an annuity.
So exactly right.
So I can potentially use that, and I think it's easy to sell it.
Can you research that for
Absolutely.
Me? Because I think that's something that we can talk about more on this program, because a lot of people don't know about it. And as I said, I've done it personally for individuals back in the day just to help them upgrade their home and give them the comfort of knowing they're not going to go broke, you know, because they're, you know, house rich or whatever you call it. But I've never used a 72T to help a person qualify for a larger mortgage.
You know, I'll do a little bit of research because I think within the required guidelines, we can probably make that happen. But
right.
I'll let you know next week on that
next
one.
Next week, Steve Allendorf's going to be reporting on that. Okay, we got to go to a break here shortly. But when we come back, you were mentioning using an individual's assets. So let's just set the scenario. I've got a $500,000, $600,000 post-tax brokerage account with Charlie Schwab, E-Trade, or one of those, you know, or Merrill Lynch, whoever. I don't know. I shouldn't be outing any of these firms.
Uh-huh.
But I've got this brokerage account that's in stocks and bonds and other alternative investments. So when we come back from the break, you're going to explain how I might be able to use that to help me qualify for a mortgage.
Along with potentially retirement funds that you may not have to draw out on a monthly basis, but we can still use as income for loan qualifying. I'll tell you how you can do that as well.
Okay, you see, there's lots of different opportunities to take advantage of this real estate market and super low interest rates. We'll also get into how super low they are when we come back. Don't go away.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, it's really fascinating when I have Steve Allador on the program because he shows me stuff and he explains it so well to all of us that we walk away with something we probably hadn't learned about before. Now, I thought I knew a lot about Steve, mortgages and financial stuff, because I did it for so many years. But you're teaching me stuff today that I think is really important. And for individuals, let's pretend for a second that I've got $1 million divided in retirement accounts and all that stuff. And I want to buy this super dream home and maybe for the next 10 years or so live in it, as I talked last week, raise my kids there. And then after the kids go off to school and I get rid of them, then I can downsize and be done with it. But I can't qualify for the mortgage.
Right. So you're like a lot of the borrowers that I have. You've got income flow that's coming in, and you've set it up so that your lifestyle is comfortable right now. But making the change, the income that you're pulling in on a monthly basis that you're comfortable with, isn't going to qualify you for the home that you want to buy. So, again, in talking about asset depletion, a little bit different than us pulling from your retirement account, is that I can use your assets, whether they be different lenders, whether they be liquid or retirement, and derive income from that up and above what other income else that you may be generating, whether it be work income, Social Security income,
pension coming from a company. But do I have to actually liquidate my accounts?
Actually, in this scenario, you don't. So we'll go over the basics. Fannie and Freddie will allow us to do asset depletion if you are of retirement age, and I'm only able to use your retirement accounts. So let's assume that you've got $1 million in your retirement account. I'm able to use 70% of that value, which is $700,000, and I divide that by 360, which would then give us an additional $1,944 a month of income that I can use without you potentially having to tap those accounts to generate monthly cash flow. That can work for some people, but I have a new lender who's very, very aggressive in doing this asset depletion. They have a program where I'm able to do an average over 84 months versus 360, and they require a 12-month history of the account. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at your return on your money over that 12 months. So assuming, let's say that we have that same $1 million. In this program, you need to have $1 million combined in all of your accounts at the percentages they require post-closing. This is on a purchase, in order for us to do that asset depletion. So let's go over an example. Let's say you have $200,000 cash in a mutual fund account. We can use 1%, which is generally the return on cash, which would be income of $2,466. In that same large...
That's per month.
Per month. In that same large account that you have $300,000 in mutual funds. Those mutual funds are earning 7 or 8%. I'm able to cap out up to 5% over 84 months. So on that 300,000, with both mutual funds and retirement accounts, as long as you're over 59 and a half, I can use 70% of the value. So if you have 300 in mutual funds, 210 would be the amount I can use.
70%.
At 5% over 84 months is an additional $2,968 in income. Now, you have another $500,000 left in retirement.
That gets us up to $1 million.
At 70%, which is 350, and at 3%, 4624. So I now have $10,000 worth of income that I'm able to generate out of those investment accounts, and you're not having to pull a single dime out of them in order to show the lender that you're getting that distribution.
So what you've done is you've been able to demonstrate to a lender that in some kind of an emergent situation, this individual has an extra $10,000 a month of free cash flow in order to qualify for the mortgage, but they don't have to physically take the money out.
Exactly.
That's pretty slick.
Exactly.
Now, that particular program, you have to have $1 million net worth.
Correct. And again, that net worth post-closing on a sale or a refinance, and that's at the 70% rate on mutual funds and retirement accounts. As long as you have that $1 million, I'm able to use your assets to help you qualify. So you got 10 grand coming from all those retirement accounts. You've got another 2 grand coming from Social Security. You've got a job that you're making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Now I've got $17,000 or $18,000 worth of income that I can use to qualify you for a home. This program will go 70% loan to value on a purchase or a rate and term refi, I think all the way up to $3.5 million.
Wow.
They'll do 65% cash out. They'll do second homes. You have to have a minimum credit score of 740. So that's a real important piece. And they will, for both purchase and rate and term, not cash out, but for purchase and rate and term, they'll do an interest-only loan.
Steve Allendorf, he is the man, I'm telling you. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. Learning about different programs. You know, I did a calculation while you were speaking on the first example, the $700,000 deal, that $1,944 a month of extra qualification, that buys you another $400,000 to $450,000 in terms of a purchase.
It's absolutely amazing. And we've talked about this so many times, is that there are a lot of people out there that do what I do, but most people I don't consider as loan professionals and that really understand when you look at a borrower's scenario and they don't fit the natural cookie cutter income qualifying or asset qualifying, the more that you know about what programs are available, then you can actually assist a borrower who's maybe been turned down two or three times. They've gone to Wells Fargo. They've gone to Chase. And those lenders say, nope, sorry, we can't make it work. They talk to somebody on the phone who doesn't understand all of the different variables that we have in the business that we can use for qualifying until they find the right person that really knows how to ask the right questions and then help them to solve their particular scenario to help them get their potential dream home.
Okay, very quickly, investment property. Can you do these sorts of loans and qualify for investment property?
Most of these programs are for primary residence and second homes and not for investment properties.
How do they know my second home's not gonna be a rental?
As long as you can qualify, number one, for the full payment on that second home, and it truly appears to be a second home. It's in an area that is considered a second home area.
So if it's across the street, they're not gonna buy it.
Not gonna happen.
We're not encouraging people to lie on an application. I'm just saying, change your mind? I mean, I've done this before. I have advised people on the second home. A lot of people used to come to me and say, I want to buy a second home. This is back when real estate was going crazy. And when I couldn't talk them out of it because I've had second homes and they've never worked out for me financially speaking, but they've been pretty cool to have. But I could buy a really nice room, a suite in a really nice, really, really nice Ritz-Carlton or Four Seasons for about half of what it cost me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a second home has to be in a location that is a second home type location. So let's say that you're in San Diego, you have a home in Ramona, and you want to buy a beach home in Coronado, we might be able to consider that a second home. But let's say that you live down here in San Diego, you have relatives up north, and you're looking to buy a home, that makes sense, as long as you can qualify with that full payment. That's the difference between a second home and an investment property. When you're buying a second home, you've got to qualify with that
full
payment.
Sure, that makes sense.
On an investment property, we're able to take the potential going rents at 75%. Now, let's assume you buy a property as a second home, and then down the line you decide to rent it. That's what you decide to do.
As long as you were not dishonest on the original
application. As far as what your intention is. Right. And again, you're getting a little bit better rate on a second home than an investment property. But the qualifying is much more difficult because if you've got a payment of $2,500 on a second home, you've got to qualify with that $2,500 payment. If you're buying a property, an investment property that's $2,500 and you're getting $2,500 in rents, we're able to count about $2,000 in rents at 75%. So now there's only a $500 negative versus that $2,500 is a second home.
All right, very quickly, we've only got a minute. Rates.
Rates have held pretty steady. 30 years as low as 3.6, 7 years in the low threes. Same thing with 15-year loans. Jumbo loans, almost the same rates, 3.6 on a jumbo 30-year, as low as 3% on a 7-year, and FHA and VA between 3.25 and 3.5.
All right, Steve Allendorf. Here's his number, folks. You should call this dude. 888-563-1070. That's 888-563-1070. Or simply go to loanfinancialplanner.com. Now, I want to caution you, I don't want you buying more house than you can afford. But if you're running into qualification issues, today you learned how you might be able to qualify for a bigger home, a better home, and do so without having to tap into any of your retirement accounts. And if you do have to tap into them, Steve Allendorf is the guy to help you learn how it can help you qualify. Thank you, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
Talk to you next week. Don't go away.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. A special thank you once again to our good pal Steve Allendort, loan financial planner. Bobby, did you learn something there, brother?
Indeed. Award-winning Steve Allendort.
That's right.
Award-winning
he
Steve.
He is. He's ranked number one in his class. There's only one in his class.
Well, he sets the bar.
Yeah. No, just kidding. He's a brilliant guy, and I learned a couple things myself today. I think we should do some emails here. What do you say?
Absolutely.
All right, now we didn't get to all that we needed to yesterday, so let's start with Charlotte in Houston, Texas. My brother retired from the military after 20 years of service at age 41 and has been receiving his pension right after he got out. Wouldn't it be nice to be 41 and have a pension?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Very nice.
He has been and is still currently working a job since leaving the military. When he retires, will he receive full Social Security benefits, or does the pension offset some of the Social Security? Charlotte, first off, let's go back. Social Security is calculated on the 35 highest years of service while paying into the Social Security system. While your brother was in the military, he was paying in to the Social Security system. The offset that you're alluding to deals with individuals that were in a retirement system, a government pension, that where they did not pay in to Social Security. So from that perspective, I would suggest to you that he's going to get all of his Social Security because he'll probably by then have worked 35 years, and he hadn't worked in a job that had a government pension where he did not contribute. So I think he's fine, Babaroo.
Well, I think he's setting up quite well, as we talked about in the first segment, about annuitizing that base level of income. I think he's going to be in pretty good shape.
He's going to be in very, very good shape, but he will get his full Social Security benefits.
Good for him.
Ryan in Castro Valley, California. Hi, Ray. Love your show. Well, thanks, Ryan. With a 7-1 arm on my condo, without dipping into my emergency funds, should I pay off a substantial amount every year towards principal? I'm pretty conservative with low tolerance for volatility in the stock market. Okay, well, if the alternative is your money is sitting at 0.001%, then yes, why not? It's like a forced savings account. A 7-1 ARM is probably costing you 3%. So that would be tantamount to you earning 3% on your money. Now, you said you already have an emergency fund set aside. So my question to you is this. If you already have an emergency fund, what is this money that you've got that's extra doing? What are you saving it for? To pay off a mortgage early or to invest? You see, a mortgage, especially one that's got 7 years of fixed payments, that's costing you 3 or 4 or whatever percent, may be a good investment if your time horizon for that money is less than 7 years. And I would contend that if your time horizon for the use of that money is less than 7 years, then sure, go ahead and pay down the loan. When and if you sell the house, you can recoup that money. Or you could borrow it later if you need to. But if you really want to be an investor, and we're talking about putting money in on a monthly basis, for me, I would dollar cost average that into some low expense mutual fund and take my chances over a 7-year time period. Now, if you don't beat 3%, you're behind the game. And if you beat 3%, you're ahead of the game. So you've got to make that decision. You know, Bobby, many times when I was asked this question in my earlier years, they asked me a question I can't answer. I don't know if mutual funds are going to beat 3% over the next 7 years. They pretty much have over the last 7 years, although not by much. So I don't have an answer for that. So I would usually say, you know what? I'd rather be 50% right than 100% wrong. So why don't you take half the money and invest it and take the other half of the money and pay down the loan. And then you'll be in a position 7 years from now to judge whether or not the mortgage pay down made more sense than the mutual fund investment. There's one other key component in this, and that is access to the money. Remember, the only way you can access the money by paying down the mortgage is selling the home or borrowing your own equity back. So for me, with a long enough time horizon, 7 years for me would be long enough for dollar cost averaging into the marketplace.
This is maybe an elementary question, but what does a 7-1 ARM stand for?
It's a 7-year loan with 1 year re-amortization, or 1 year interest rate changes. So it's a 7-year mortgage, at which time they go through a re-amortization. But every year, the rate can change based on what it's tied to.
Okay, got it.
Do we have time to get to another one?
Let's see if
we can do a short one.
Yeah.
Julianne in Phoenix, Arizona has a short one. Hi, Ray. I heard someone say that when I retire, I should have saved at least 10 times my current salary. That seems really high. Is that the correct rule of thumb? Julianne, I've heard it. I think Fidelity says 8 times. One of the other groups said 11 times. So I don't think that it's high. And this may burst a lot of people's bubbles. But if you make $100,000 a year, that means you need to have $1 million. Now, lots of factors involved here. One factor is, do you have a pension? Because if you have a pension, that will reduce the amount of money you need to have saved for your retirement. But man, you know what? That 8 to 11 times your final salary is a really good place for you to start from a planning standpoint. So I would stand by those particular numbers unless you got some monster pension from the government.
Sounds good. We're out of here.
out of time. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Remember, if you need me, just go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Shoot me an email. For Bobby and the gang, I'm Ray Lucia. God bless. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.